Conversation now with Paul Stauffer, avid fisherman for many years here in Star Valley. In fact, he's the author of a book called A History of Fishing in Star Valley, Wyoming. The waters, the fish, the anglers, the managers, and the challenges. That's the name of his book, and we've got him right here to talk about the Salt River now because it's kind of interesting. We've had a big mudslide up in Swift Creek. It's affecting the whole river. And it brings Paul back to a time, 71, when there was another time of kind of a flood and things changed as far as fishing goes. Paul, where do we start? You want to back us up to 71 and compare it to this year?
Yes. 1971, we had a big winter. We had a few days in June when it was 80-degree weather, and the snowpack was still pretty high. And in fact, we had a winter that was really higher snow in the mountains than we had this year. And the river became a lake down there for nearly a month. It wasn't even right in the boundaries. It wasn't even in the channels for sure on July 1st, okay? So it was almost August, it seemed like, before there was the river was very clear.
Fields we know were flooded.
Yeah.
Well, one thing you noticed after that happened, created a lot of silt. It changed fishing. That was 71. Your reflections on what happened in the years following?
Yeah, well, the years following, there wasn't as... The dry fly fishing wasn't as good because there weren't as many insects that were coming up out of the water. We fished a lot with minnows and worms and stuff like that. There were fish. The game and fish had to plant a lot of fish, so I don't know whether that was because of the spawning had decreased. We since have had good spawning. Of course, that's because people have developed the spring creeks, the sloughs we call them, better for spawning, and right. So a lot of them are being spawned there. But what this will do to brown trout spawning in the fall, they need, you know, clean gravel is important. And prior to 1971, that big flood, you could wade in the gravels around in Salt River, and you wouldn't kick up mud. Now, after 71, we noticed that everywhere you waded, there would be a trail of silt going down the river.
Yeah.
So.
And now let's go all the way up to 2023, where we've got chocolate water coming out of Swift Creek. That the piece of the mountain has come down just below the intermittent spring. It's created all this heavy, muddy water that's gone into the Salt River. What do you think that does? And you acknowledging that you're not a specialist on it, but you have watched fishing situations in this valley for many, many years. What happens with all the mud coming out of Swift Creek and going on downriver, let alone what it does to the ag community, but what does it do to the fishermen?
Well, of course, nobody likes to fish in muddy water, except maybe a guy with a bobber and a worm. With the interfaces in the gravel being full of silt, you won't have the mayfly hatches, you won't have the stonefly hatches, the caddisfly hatches, all those bugs
that
the fish feed on are not going to be as plentiful until that is cleared out. And it might take, my experience was it took years after 1971. Mm-hmm. We've got to do what we can in Salt River, if we're talking about how we're going to treat it in the future, to keep the narrows, the channels narrow so that they can be cleaned out when there's a good water year, so that the rushing water can clean out those gravels and move the silt out, because that silt can stay a long time and affect the fishing for years. And it's been my experience is what's happened before.
Here we are moving into mid-July, not seeing a lot of people on the river. It's just too muddy. We just hold out, wait, and see what happens, but you're fully expecting a challenge to our hatches, our flies, and that feeds right into the fisheries.
Well, that's what seems like has happened before.
Yeah. So your thoughts on the river overall as we move forward? You've had some thoughts. We get the willows back in there. We improve the fisheries. You've been a big part of that. Kind of some closing thoughts on where we are with the river, the future of the Salt River, a very valuable fishery in western Wyoming, and just a big part of our lives here in Star Valley.
Oh, this is what people are moving here to Star Valley for, a lot of them, is because of these streams and the water that we have. And, you know, I mean, it's important for agriculture, too, to have clean water. So whatever we can do, Trout Unlimited this spring planted thousands of willow starts in some areas on the Salt River. But we need a lot more. We need people to not remove willows. We need whatever we can do to narrow up the channels so that they're, when a good water year comes along, they're flushed out and flush that silt downstream. That'll work. But what you're going to see now is you're going to see the second reservoir above Afton may be filled with silt and gravel, yeah, is what I'd expect, because we've seen that before in the first reservoir above Afton, you know, is already filled in.
Yes.
And that used to be a tremendous fishery.
Oh,
there.
Yeah, I can remember that 40 years ago, people fishing it, but it's all kind of filled in now.
It's all filled in now, and the largest trout ever caught in Star Valley, 15-pound, 10-ounce brown trout, was caught there about 1957 or somewhere. I can't remember. It's all in my book.
Speaking of the book, we're going to close out with that. It's called A History of Fishing in Star Valley, Wyoming. You've done some edits and some upgrades along the way. Bring us up to date on the book.
Yeah, the second edition is out now. It includes more information than is in the first book. And if you want to see if your family's in Star Valley, there's a lot of people mentioned in the index, which I put into the second edition. And there's over 500 names there. So people who've never probably had any recognition for anything else got in there because they were good fishermen. So
I love it. It's called A History of Fishing in Star Valley, Wyoming by Paul Stauffer. Paul, thanks for joining us on the Weekday Wake Up program.
Thank you for this opportunity.